Your girl, Miss Uncensored.
So tonight, we're going to keep going with our topic of labels. Last week, we were talking about sexual labels. We actually ended up in a conversation the week before that where a conversation about bisexuality came up. And Miss Uncensored had a very strong opinion about male bisexuality. And so we decided we were going to cover labels. So last week, Brooke J, the sensualist, and I, we talked about a lot of orientation labels. This week, we're going to actually start off with we're gonna keep going with a little bit with our orientation. We're going to give Miss Uncensored an opportunity to say her opinion of what she determines to be bisexuality.
So, how did it start? What was the comment?
All right, so you guys, I do want to apologize to everybody in Radio Land. Last week, I was not there for the show. However, I'm glad that we were able to drag it on for another week because I definitely wanted to voice my opinion and I wanted to clarify the half-assed ignorant statement I made saying that bisexual men do not exist. And shout out to Brooke J. She is on the way. I want everybody in Radio Land. We did not get rid of her yet.
I'm just joking.
but she is on the way. Shout out to all my paraprofessionals out there holding it down, getting that goo-wop. She had a class to teach tonight. But anyway, so last week I had, or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago I made a statement that bisexual men do not exist. And I was incorrect in my claim. And I say that because we had a caller call in and, you know, one thing he said that, you know, that resonated was we do not throw people away. And that caller was absolutely right. So I wanted to go back and touch on, you know, my comment that I said bisexual men do not exist. I want to actually elaborate on that. When I say that bisexual men do not exist, I still do believe that bisexual men do not exist. And let me tell you why bisexual men do not exist. As you all know, every human that is born is received through the vaginal tunnel. You have to, in order to be born, come through the walls of a woman. So anything coming up out of a woman, you cannot dislike. And this is my rationale. Just listen. Hear me out. Hear me out.
I'm trying to figure out where this is going.
it's just by the universal law that when a male slides out of the vaginal tunnel, he has no. It's by universal law that he's naturally prone to love the woman. There's no decision in that. You automatically love the woman. There's no choice in that.
So everything that comes through the vaginal
tunnel, absolutely. That's male and female. So with the male, there's no such thing as being bisexual because by universal law, you have no other option but to love the woman. She gave you life.
Oh, man.
Now let's talk about when we want to deal with men. Once you cross the threshold of the vaginal tunnel and you cross over to the rivers of Job, that is a conscious decision, knowingly knowing that you are now dealing with the same sex. So in society's terms, I don't call it gay. I call it liking what you like. But in society's terms, since we're dealing with labels, one in society would associate that with being gay. I don't have anything against
just one time. Even if it's just one time.
Dez, why would you do that?
Dez,
it depends what age you decided this one time happened.
But there's an age now, too?
I think so. I know so, actually. At a certain, yeah, there's definitely an age.
What's the age then?
Like, after, because a lot of people don't even start coming into their sexuality today, and they like mid to late 30s.
So,
you know,
yeah.
you know, if you're a male, you know what you want at least by 18.
That don't mean that you're going to get it and try it and figure it out before, you know, early enough in life, depending on how life goes.
And it might be even sooner. But I'm going to say this. Bisexual men don't exist because naturally they're we all come from the vaginal wall. So by default, we all are accustomed.
Female attraction.
Yes, we have to be. You are. You know, and that's that. But as far as the
so you just got a whole different system.
Yeah. Just, it's not even labeled. It's just like
absolutely. I call it
a whole different system.
I had to come prepared for this.
Getting back to the gay. Like I said, you said it doesn't have to be one time. I would put it like this: after, like, if you consciously know what you're doing, you don't even have to put a time on it. You don't even have to go into the situation. You could just say, if I do, then this is what will happen. It's then. You got to apply that method. But what I don't believe that we should even incorporate law. I just think that consciously before you do so, if you don't have the no behind it,
mm-hmm.
then you probably shouldn't be doing it.
Then how do you find out?
All right. All I'm saying is, it's nothing wrong to experiment. I just don't feel like you have to smoke crack to know what it's going to do. Okay, you don't have to. Okay, I'm passing out here.
Okay, so you got a whole different system and method, so. You can be.
How about that?
You can be a bisexual female, but if you're a male and you deal with dudes, you're just gay.
Yeah.
And females that deal with females are still.
Well,
what,
they're
what's
lesbians
that?
If they don't deal with men.
But what if they would deal with either? They just are in a certain situation, you know. People are still monogamous too. And bisexual, so they might just end up with one at one, you know, time. So you be just determined by the fact of what they're currently doing.
I think so. Well, that's what's wrong with society and these labels.
Yeah,
I think it just depends on what like level you're on while you're out here on this. Like while we're in, I think it's really what level you're on. Like, cause I don't consider myself. I like what I like, you know. And on certain days of the week, I don't like anything. I don't like anybody.
Yeah.
So does that make me, like, asexual?
I think so. To me, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it works out for me.
But
it's fluid. It's, like,
yeah.
Very fluid. Problem with labels is they're very restrictive to me. Yeah, that's interesting. So then we did touch on this trans topic a little bit. So we talked about, like, the difference between transgender and transsexual.
So do people know the differences?
So we talked about transsexual actually changing sexual parts. And transgender is more of a gendered thing. So that's, like, more of a personality set.
Calling yourself a woman.
Or yeah, like, or you exist, you just exist as it, but
so
you don't actually change.
Okay,
it.
And then what's the other one, a trans?
Sexual.
So a transsexual, you actually change your sex.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have actually a friend who just actually is currently undergoing the surgery from a male to a female. sexual organs?
Yeah.
Not just the chest.
And taking hormones.
Yeah, okay.
Mhm. They're doing what makes them feel good.
Mhm.
I did see how their brother and their dad reacted. I mean, not so much reacted, but just like how they treat him, her. And I mean, it wasn't comfortable for me to witness how they talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
But because I guess she knows who they are, it was easy to receive.
Right, right. But you could see that there was some kind of tension or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Now, see, then it gets all, I don't know, to me it gets kind of fuzzy at that point when you try to, like, also put an orientation label on someone that's trans anything, because I just feel like it's too, I don't know, it can be very confusing for the person receiving the information. And I've actually met some, like, actual trans people, transgender and transsexuals that are, like, don't even go by labels because they're, like, even confused. They just want to be themselves. Like, that's it.
Right.
Like,
right.
Bottom line, myself.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But, yeah, so there's the gender. And then I've heard of trans masculine is another one lately that I've heard. I don't know if there's
trans,
like, a
what?
Masculine for females that are, like, not necessarily like your stone butch or, like, you know, the typical traditional labels that we've had for gay women.
Okay.
Or
so
women
no...
that look less feminine or whatever, or personalities like that, whatever.
So, you know, the performer that we had at the live event, and if you guys missed it, Halloween, amazing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be like a trans masculine?
Well, I didn't actually speak to her directly about that per se, but she had no labels.
Okay.
So
it
was like they. And just,
I like people with no labels.
But answer to whichever. Yeah.
Okay.
I did ask that part. I mean, I do ask that. But yeah. Yeah.
Great stuff.
Comfortable in themselves and just having a good time.
I think overall, like, my issue with this topic is, you know, labels, period, and why we have them and why we put so much emphasis on titles. Why do we put so much power in words, you know? Like, you know, you just said, you know, what did she answer to? And you said, you know, she doesn't have any titles, and that's a beautiful thing, you know, but at the same time, you know, I feel like we reduce ourselves to these titles,
yeah.
And we box ourselves in, where I think when you're out here living life the way that you want to, purpose-filled, that there's not one true word to define that except abundant. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just, it sucks, labels and titles. But
mm-hmm.
because we're in a world that we have to deal with them, you know, I just would, you know, respectfully want people to answer to what they want to be called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of power of words and labels, we do a lot of kink-related things,
mm-hmm.
and that also includes, like, BDSM, which is heavy on labels,
yeah.
and roles that go with those labels, you know, whole sets of personality skills, I'll call them, because I think that some of these you naturally are, and then some of these you create the character. It just, it really depends on how you would like to handle your business, really. BDSM is wide and open, and a lot of people think it's just limited to those four letters, but it's a whole gamut of things that doesn't necessarily include actual sexual intercourse. Actually, let's get started with some of these BDSM and kink terminology. We live yet?
And anyone who is listening from our Ho Hive page, We are having technical difficulties with the live video right now, so I've been over here working, you know, religiously to try to get you all plugged in via live. So let's start with BDSM with the B. B is bondage, so that's basically being bound up. so that's, I think, pretty self-explanatory if you're an adult listening to this podcast right now. Or so let's see, BD, dominance. I think we all pretty much know what dominance is, but there is definitely a popular belief of what dominance is in BDSM versus how it actually looks in real life. It comes in a variety of looks and styles, and it's not always about humiliating someone and stuff like that, or being super duper controlling. There's various levels to all of these things. S is either submission or sadomasochism, which are two very different things, but the S can stand for either one in this acronym. So submission would, of course, be your balance to dominance in most cases. But also submissives have a classic kind of, what is that, stereotype from the outside looking in that also isn't necessarily always the same from the inside looking out. And there's a lot of switches, so switching is perfectly fine. Switch is a label. It's not in BDSM, but it is a label within kink and BDSM communities. So the S in meaning sadomasochism, that's people that enjoy to, sadomasochism is enjoying inflicting pain on other people, correct? Am I on the right one? Okay, and then the M is masochism, which is inflicting pain or humiliation on yourself. Sorry, let me just fact check that. Yes, so sadomasochism is inflicting the pain or humiliation, and masochism is receiving. So yeah, do you have anything else to share about the BDSM, the main four that we just talked about?
Nope. You think you got it pretty much knocked out? And yep, I think you got it. Anything else I want to say? BDSM. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle, and some people live it all day, 24/7, 7 days a week. And others, they live it when they can, meaning they have a vanilla life. They go back to the boring shit. But, yeah, that's pretty much BDSM
in a little nutshell. But there are actually, like, under kink terms and BDSM, the range of labels is so extensive, we actually probably could never, you know, like, go through all of them. We would have shows forever.
Okay.
Because it also includes all fetishes and such. So, yeah, that list can get pretty long.
Get pretty extensive. So, we want to take a moment to just thank everybody in Radio Land for, you know, taking y'all time out on Tuesdays to listen to the Ho Hive Radio. We also want to thank Sand Omni Media for giving us the platform to do what we love to do, and that's bring educational sex topics to you guys, to the community, and just be expressively free about our thoughts and opinions along with you guys. And now we're going to have a word from our sponsors. Simply May, take it away.
Yay, always a lovely time on the Ho Hive. Really enjoying the conversation around labels and all the things folks need to know so they're not uninformed. We are sponsored by Sand Online Media, a diversified digital brand whose mission is to uplift the voices and cultures of those who are most often silent, like hoes. Also, we want you to be heard. So if you think you might be interested in hosting a show, check us out at www.wheredoyoustand.com. the letter, not the word, and click on I'd like to host a show. There's no guarantee you'll get one, but there is a guarantee that we can talk about it. We're also sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the upscale lesbian dating website and app. Check them out at www.eve4eveonline.com and eve4eveonline on social media. Lastly, if you haven't bought my book yet, I think that you should. www.iamsimplynay. Pick up Successfully Single, Confessions of a Professional Dater, and find out about all the bad decisions I've made in my life. Yes, every story, a true story. I think it's a perfect time for a song. And then back to the queen bees of the Ho Hive.
Ladies and gentlemen of the GED class of 1999, I have one piece of advice for you. No matter what a stripper tells you, there's no sex in the champagne room. None. Oh, there's champagne in the champagne room. But you don't want champagne. You want sex. And there's no sex in the champagne room. Don't go to parties with metal detectors. Sure, it feels safe inside. But what about all those niggas waiting outside with guns? They know you ain't got one. If a woman tells you she's 20 and looks 16, she's 12. If she tells you she's 26 and looks 26, she's damn near 40. Take off that silly ass hat. The ODB couldn't have possibly committed all those crimes. Coolio did some of that shit. Young black men, if you go to a movie theater and someone steps on your foot, let it slide. Why spend the next 20 years in jail because someone smudged your Puma? Cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with that. No matter what you think of what I'm saying, remember this one thing. There is no sex in the champagne room. If a homeless person has a funny sign, he hasn't been homeless that long. A real homeless person is too hungry to be funny. If a girl has a pierced tongue, she'll probably suck your dick. If a guy has a pierced tongue, he'll probably suck your dick. Here's a horoscope for everyone. Aquarius, you're gonna die. Capricorn, you're gonna die. Gemini, you're gonna die twice. Leo, you're gonna die. Scorpio, you're gonna die fucking. No one goes to Hooters for wings. If you've been dating a man for 4 months and you haven't met any of his friends, you are not his girlfriend. Some of the things I've said may not apply to you. Some of the things I've said may offend you. But no matter who you are, you must remember this one thing. No matter what a stripper says, there's no sex in the champagne room. None.
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. Thank you.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thank you, Miss Simply May, for those fine ads and sponsorships. So speaking of ads and sponsorships and such, we kind of heard that 2018 was a little bit too far for another Taste Touch Feel event. So we are having our holiday show coming up on December 23rd. Please get your tickets now at tastetouchfeel.eventbrite.com. The early bird tickets are on sale until November 19th. Hurry up and get you some. You know you want to be in the building December 23rd, so you know you want to escape your family members and have a good time. We'll be out here.
Hey.
We're going to be celebrating whatever holiday you want. It's a whole holiday show.
Yes.
So we're going to just have a great time. We don't care if you celebrate Christmas or not, because we don't really care. We're not celebrating Christmas. We're just celebrating holidays and fun like we do. So we look forward to seeing you all back again for another Taste Touch Feel event. So back to labels, kink labels. So, there you go. Kink. All right, so we were back on, so we were talking about BDSM and kink labels, and I spoke about switches a little bit, and I just wanted to elaborate a little bit more on what a switch is. So a switch is someone that can be either dominant or submissive, and it's not necessarily that they would always be one or the other. Sometimes they can switch, you know, within a day or sometimes it's 24/7, just as Uncensored had told us. So it just depends on the person. But we also have switches in all kinds of things. It's more than just dominance and submission. Also bondage. Some people, you know, they don't mind either being tied or tying. Me personally, I only want to be tying. I don't necessarily want to be tied with anything. So. Masochism and sadomasochism, I don't really have much experience with that. I don't deal with that too much.
I like pain. So I'm a masochist. Yeah.
I guess I've explored pain.
Okay.
But not enough to say I like it. I have noticed that I know the border between pain and pleasure.
Yeah.
I've figured how to cross that border for certain things. But I can explore more and get better, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I prefer to inflict the pain, though.
Yeah.
But that's just my dominant nature, just doesn't want to let that stuff go. I don't know. I guess that's part of that.
Yeah.
I mean, my switching is, I can switch, but my switching is, the sub side of the switching is not that much to be desired, I think. let's see. And then, what is this recent thing with the femdoms? So financial dominance is a thing.
Yeah, and I didn't hear about PayPay. What is this?
All along the same line. Oh. So the
difference between a PayPay and a financial dom or a femdom?
So from my research that I've been doing.
Okay.
The femdom is a financial dominant. So they
got women out here paying.
They are the financial dominant, so they're going to be the ones that are controlling the money.
Okay.
So,
okay.
The pay pigs are the ones sending the money or gifts or whatever. But the situations can be set up in different ways. So some financial domination does involve some humiliation and stuff like that. It depends on what the receiver wants.
Okay.
And apparently people like being giving away their money like that. And I'm cool with that, like whatever floats your boat. But, yeah, so financial dominance can be doing a range of things from, like, fully, like, managing your finances to just simply like humiliation through financial gain, I guess. Like,
okay, so like I spent your money to buy me a pair of panties for another man that another man is
right.
gonna take off.
possibly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a possible arrangement. So, lots of possibilities in what I've been finding out about that. It's very interesting. I mean, I'm constantly, intrigued by the different things I find out. So then there's the financial subs, which is like the whole range of people that would be the ones that are the givers of whatever consideration is being given, exchanged.
Okay.
That was an interesting one to find, because I actually think I'm pretty much a financial dominant. So.
Okay.
That was a good discovery. I didn't know it was a thing. I know me. And I'm not trying to drain anybody's bank or anything, but I do need to like manage the thing, manage the funds.
All right, good stuff.
There was another one that we came across recently that I was like, it was very, very interesting. I'm trying to think of ones that are just like out of the norm. But there is definitely a lot of role play. So, that's what I wanted to talk about. Submissive, service submissive is a thing.
I never enlightened me.
It's service submissive. So I found out
that
I need one of those, and it would be very beneficial to my life.
Okay.
But basically, they like to provide services. Like, that's what they like to do. So, I mean, you need their house cleaned or, you know, different things like that, different services. So if your love language is acts of service, then a service sub would perfectly be your, you know, what you, something you might be looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, so a service sub. I'm going to get me one.
I think so.
Oh, we have a live.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm going to do this. So we are like, we are halfway through our show. Let's see.
Oh, and then fetishes. So fetishes is, just a simple fetish is sexual excitement aroused by a specific object, body part, or activity not usually associated with sexual arousal. So you can imagine that the spectrum of that can be very, very wide, because there are a zillion things outside of direct sexual association. So anything in life can possibly be a fetish, basically. That's when I was talking about, like, we could talk about labels forever, because fetishes are, like, endless.
Endless labels in the BDSM, under the...
Yeah, just under fetishes alone. There's foot fetishes. So I know that's very common. Other lesser-known fetishes that I've come across, which I didn't realize was a fetish, was, like, my hair. That's the thing. How about racial fetishes? Those are a little bit annoying, but I think a lot of people have them, so that occurs. But the kink community is a place where you can actually find people that, you know, you would match with on those different angles.
Absolutely.
Without feeling any kind of way about it, y'all just talk about it. People that praise black women, I kind of love the praise, but then sometimes you can be fetishized in some of the wrong ways.
I agree.
Not all praise is great praise. So, yeah, there's that.
So to any of the people in Ho Hive Land on Facebook, technical difficulties, apologies. We will be up and running on the Ho Hive next week, so I don't even want to spoil you guys by bringing you guys into the last 20 minutes. So we will go live next week if you guys are currently listening from the Ho Hive radio, from the Ho Hive Facebook page.
Yes.
What was I saying before? Oh, I don't even know. Oh, fear play. That's a thing. People that like to be psychological, that like to be in a place of fear psychologically.
Okay.
I don't necessarily want that, but there are some controversial fantasies out there related to fear play.
Have you heard of what do you think about like there's this type of like you can hypnotize somebody or like what is that shit called? Supposed to be like under the I don't know. I'm just what is that word?
I don't know. You sound like you're talking about a episode of what is that, Criminal Minds or something that I watched.
It's called like hypnosis, like something hypnosis. But
we're gonna have to find that out. We're gonna have to look that up.
Erotic hypnosis. And shout out to everybody in the Virginia and Connecticut area. If you got out and voted today, you did your motherfucking thing.
So erotic hypnosis is the use of hypnosis to enhance any sort of sexual situation with a wide variety of mental or physical effects, including altered mental sensations, arousal and pain, illusory bondage, enhanced obedience, or more realistic role play.
Huh.
Yeah, so I like that.
Yeah?
I don't know. That kind of
think it works, though.
So I was going to say, I think I probably have already done that.
Okay.
I think I've probably already done that unknowingly. Witchy sex exists. Unfortunately.
Hey.
I mean, fortunately and unfortunately.
I don't know about that.
Erogenism, we don't need to talk about that. Exhibitionism, let's touch on that. Because if you're at a Ho Hive event, there's probably some of that going on.
There'll be a lot of that going on, actually.
Yeah, because we definitely no private room, but
we don't have the private room in the crucible.
We don't. Everybody's all out there. We play.
Y'all don't go into the and you know those rooms are for the freaky dick stuff.
No.
Nobody fuck at the crucible.
Not in the room.
Y'all fuck in the main shit.
People. Dude.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
Y'all hoes. Y'all hoes ain't got no discretion.
No private room. No. Safety. We're going to keep it all out in the open. There are still private areas that you can find.
Is that why they're always making a comment? I better not catch nobody having sex on the pool table or shit like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Y'all
are
nasty.
Who says that?
I don't know.
Who says that?
Like the owners of the crucible?
They say that?
Yeah. Like such and such gets to thank you if he catches you having sex on anybody having sex on the pool table. So I thought that the shit went down before.
Oh, maybe for them, because they do have, it is a dungeon.
Yeah.
And they regularly have people there that do that. So it probably has happened for them. They probably have had some leaks on the pool table. But not during any of our events.
Okay.
No.
Well, on that note, we're going to, before we
touch on all of that,
we're going to take a quick break.
Just a song.
Quick break. Take us away, Simply Nay.
I've been watching you for a while, smiling stuff. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby? We could take up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, baby, and dress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, 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 so. You made me so, 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 so. Loving you has taken time, take time. But I always knew you could be my mind. I recognize the butterflies inside me. My sense is gonna be made tonight, tonight. All you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, then be undressed, you babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so. Oh, don't deny what you feel, then be undressed, you babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, so. So, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so.
Definition right now, and I know you only rolled down there because you wanted to clarify the difference between fin and fin, but we'll come back to that. We need exhibitionists, please. Por favor.
Right here.
All right. So the definition of an exhibitionist, by definition of rekink.com, is behaving extravagantly in order to attract attention. And BDSM often takes the form of displaying taboo actions or portions of the bodies to others. This may be for the gratification of the exhibitionist or at the direction of a top to expose them to humiliation. An exhibitionist is a person who delights in or obtains some form of gratification from behaving extravagantly in order to attract attention. Oh. I might be an exhibitionist.
Yeah, you totally have that personality.
I might be an exhibitionist. In light of this new damn relationship, I might not be shit. But in BDSM, this often takes the form of displaying taboo actions or portions of the body. So, yeah, I would face fucking be like right underneath there, you know?
Right?
Right in the face. Face fucking, no, that's not it. But no, so at our events, there's a lot of there's a lot to see. This we encourage the
exhibitionists to have fun.
Absolutely, that's
and their employers, of course. Most labels have a contrast to them. And so for exhibitionists, the contrast to that would be your voyeurs, which are your onlookers. They get gratification from watching things that would be taboo and out of the norm in public. And definitely there's a way to watch and a way to not watch.
I agree.
And so, yeah, learn some voyeur etiquette, please.
Please. They don't know how to be, you know,
well,
a responsible voyeur. How would you, or exhibitionist, what are some tips on safely making people feel comfortable in the skin that they're in while they're performing or being an exhibitionist?
Exhibitionist, if you really are an exhibitionist, you're probably going to know how to navigate that situation. But if you're not really an exhibitionist and people are just looking and you get uncomfortable, you probably need to stop what you're doing. Like, that's probably just the solution to that. Stop what you're doing and change your environment, move to a different spot or something, or just say that you don't want to be watched, simply. You can just simply say that you don't want to be watched. That's a thing.
I'm not okay with this talk.
And then your voyeurs, you don't want to look like you're somewhere between looking like a deer caught in headlights and a drooling ape, like, at the same time. Yeah.
Back of business.
Yeah, that's not really the look that people are going for. that was the voyeur. So they witness other sexual play or innocent activity, such as undressing, often provides the person watching with sexual arousal, may occur without knowledge or consent of one or more of the parties involved. Okay, so we hope that that is not the case, but voyeurism is a watching activity, so if you're somewhere that can be seen by anyone else, then you are probably going to be seen, so you probably don't want to hold that against someone. it just sounds like the right path of thought on that.
And callers, feel free to call in and, you know, ask your questions. You know, no question is a dumb question when it comes to titles and labels and tags and just how people want to be identified.
Right. So we mentioned that sometimes exhibitionism, within that definition, it had mentioned a top, that it may be done at the discretion of a top. So I just wanted to kind of tell you what a top is. So basically a top would be someone that's in a dominant position all the time. And then a bottom would be someone that's in a submissive position all the time. And then BDSM, it doesn't always have to include sexual play, but if it applies to this bedroom area, sexual play, then the top would still be, like, literally the person that's on top, and the bottom would be the person that would literally be on the bottom, like, in missionary position or doggy style or whatever. It's a control. Can be fun.
Yeah, I feel like it.
That's it. Total power is exchange. So that's the 24/7. The total power exchange. I can't do that one. I don't want to be dominant in everything all the time. I need a vacation sometimes.
All right. I'm for it.
But, yeah.
So when is it necessary to tell people what you would like to be identified as or what you would like to be called? So as a person who lives, you know, BDSM 24/7, you know, for instance, if they're at the grocery store and they're a transgender or...
a transsexual.
See, I don't even know how you would tell the difference unless you, like, ask directly with those.
So, how would you go about it? If you were a clerk at a grocery store and a transgender and a transsexual came through your line.
Generally, I just ask people what do they want to be called.
Okay.
They'll either give me a name or a pronoun or whatever comes to their head, and that's what I call them.
Okay. So as a clerk in the store, the first thing you're going to say to that person, when they, other than, hey, how you doing, what would you like to be identified as?
Or... No. I was just like, all right, you can speak generic. I mean, there's ways to speak generically, I think, that you don't have to even address it, like, in a tone of, of needing a gender or anything to say anything. I don't think you need that.
No.
Spoke without pronouns for, like, the longest time.
Yeah, so, okay.
Like, without, like,
so
identifying.
So what do you think is necessary for people to, you know, in order to not be offended?
Well, I think anybody should just always, like, when you meet somebody, you know, you introduce yourself. You want to ask somebody what they want to be called, basically.
Yeah. I agree.
And I mean, if you feel confused about what to call them, then you should just ask.
Okay.
I don't know. To me, it's just that simple, and that's pretty much what I do. Probably pretty raw, but I mean, so far it's been fine.
Right.
People are fine with me at least asking and not just assuming. So,
absolutely,
because I don't like people assuming either. But yeah, direct communication. So again, I wanted to remind everyone that we are having the Ho-Ho Holiday Show on December 23rd. The early bird tickets are on sale now until November 19th. Sorry, November 19th is the last day for early bird. But you want to get your tickets ASAP. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be, you know, big old thing like we usually do. We are currently also looking for vendors and sponsors. You can find out more information on our Facebook page at The Whole Hive or Instagram at The Whole Hive. And you can purchase tickets at tastetouchfield.eventbrite.com. So, yeah, what time is it now? We
got about a 4-minute countdown.
Do we have another song?
No, we don't. Yeah, we probably do. But before we take it away, we want to make sure that you are always connected to The Hoes. Please add us on Snapchat at The Ho Hive. You can also find us on Facebook at The Ho Hive. And make sure you check us out on Instagram at The Ho Hive. Follow us, we'll follow back. We're going to possibly. We only follow the good-looking hoes. But we want to definitely thank everyone for tuning in. We want to just say, as the last note on the titles, tags, labels, respect is respect. You know, that comes first, and whatever you do, and whatever relationship that you decide to pursue, rather just be on a, you know, monogamous friend to friend, or if it's going to be on a poly, respect is respect, and that's on all levels. Make sure that you're giving that person or whoever you're dealing with, that you're in a relationship with, the same respect that you will want them to give you. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. And if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's just on a basic, you know, hoe to hoe.
But other than that, we want to say thank you to everybody in Radio Land, of our listeners. All of our
little nuggets of knowledge.
Yes. Just spreading the word. So anyway, to everybody out there in Radio Land, y'all make sure y'all have a great rest of the week. Be safe, be responsible, and get your tickets at eventbrite.com for the Ho 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 holiday event.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Miss Uncensored.
I like a long hair chick, red bound. Open up and up if the filet mignon. Nap, nap, I'ma get in and on. Nap, nap, if she let me in, I'ma on, gone, 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 gone. Throw it back and bust it open like you supposed to. Girl, I got that dope, knock, come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dopey, your friend should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out, they mouth, they don't know me, huh. But you can't come and do shit. I f*** the whole group, baby, I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid, my hair is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics, yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful, I think you're beyond it. And I just wanna get behind it and watch you
back it up and dump it back, back it up.
Cause we like her, and we like her too. Fit that thing. Took a half an hour just to get that belt to fasten. All they wanna talk about is partying and fashion. Every single night I have a dream that I am smashing them all. Your money, man, it's just so timeless. And I'm in the mood to get faded, so please bring your finest. And what are all your names again? We drunk reminders. Are any of y'all into girls like I am? Let's be honest.
She wants me,
cause I got it all, shawty, tell me what you don't see. I will f*** with all y'all, all of y'all are beautiful. I just can't pick one, so you can never say I'm choosing hoes. And Wayne say puss, puss, puss. And weed and alcohol seem to satisfy us all, damn. And every time I think of staying with her, she bring that friend around and make a nigga reconsider.
And we like her too, we like her too.
So I gotta keep it real. I just wanna fuck every girl in the world. Every model, every singer, every actress, every diva, every hostess, ditty chick, every college girl, every sister, stripper, and every desperate housewife that resemble Eva. My role model was Will. So marry one in the milk. It don't matter who you is, miss, you could get the business.
These hoes, God's gift like Christmas. I like them caramel skin, long hair, thick ass. And I swear I'm feeling all of y'all. I'm scrolling down my call log and I'ma call all of y'all. My butter pecan, Puerto Rican. She's screaming out poppy every time a nigga deep in. And I'm about to get my Bill Clinton on. And Hillary could ride him too. Boy, I get my pippin' on. Holler at me, Miley Cyrus. I don't discriminate, no, not at all. Chick had a midget, if that ass off, I break her off. I exchange V-cards with a retard to get behind a Christian like DR, cause he all Max Lizzo, maybe. Cause he all Max Lizzo, baby. And I wish I could get a girl.
I wish I could fuck up every girl in the world.
Young Moolah, baby.